Yeah, first competitive game for a long time, so to come away from Dumbarton with a victory, and that was the objective. If you win the first game, you give yourself a decent opportunity to progress in the tournament, so the boys have come away with that in a clean sheet, which is great.
There's only one goal, but you must have felt you were fairly comfortable.
Never comfortable when it's, you know, just a 1-0 lead. What I would say is I thought we were good in possession of the ball the first half. And then second half became a cup tie. You could see, you know, they've thrown the big lad Jones on it in the second half. And they caused us a bit of bother as well. And it did become a sort of like cup tie. Match, but the pleasing thing for us, we held out at that end of the pitch, and we did have a few opportunities in the second half to score more goals. I know we've scored the winner, and Kevin, it's great for him to put away the penalty and also win the match, but there was a penalty later on as well when Doms hit the shot from Declan's cutback. It clearly hits the boy off the arm as well, so on the night itself we could have had another penalty.
They're pretty solid in terms of your defensive structure with the two centre halves played pretty well. And obviously Stephen playing that kind of midfield role, is that where he'll be used predominantly moving forward, and someone's had experience will add a lot to the side.
Yeah, I think for Stephen to show have an influence on the side and the squad, and he's definitely going to be used in that role. But the great thing about Stephen as a character, he's also said that he'd play anywhere for the team. So it's not just about Stephen Whittaker, he's very much here to help Dunfermline progress as well.
Jim Duffy complained bitterly about the decision for the penalty.
Have
you got any sympathy for him?
No, what I'll say is, like, you know, I've just looked at footage there of the one with Dom, because I thought it was a handball at the time. I think it's in football at the moment that there's a frustration that we don't know exactly where we're at with the with some of the rules or decisions that are now made. You see it in, you know, Sky Telly, and it seems to be the talking point. But what I will say is, you know, I'll go back to saying our objective today was to come down here and win a game of football and first competitive match since last March, and we're delighted to do so.
Looking ahead to Friday, obviously Lee and David are here tonight. It's on TV. It's going to be a big test, because although Falkirk are a side in League One, they've got a decent budget, and it'll be quite a big challenge for you.
No, Falkirk have, you know, put a decent squad together, and there's the rivalry between Dunfermline and Falkirk, so it'll be a game that we're looking forward to. As I say, when you win games of football, it can sometimes become a habit, and you know, we've given ourselves an opportunity to go into Friday with taking a bit more confidence with a clean sheet, and you know, that'll be a good match.
See, when it comes to these games, it's almost as important to get minutes and all the boys' legs and the squad's legs as the temptation to rotate there, because you want to get all the boys up and running rather than maybe, you know, 11 to 14.
I think we've got to be mindful of the game time that boys have had over pre-season. I think I said in my press conference yesterday that we will not use this competition as pre-season games, though, because it means too much to us as a club to try and progress. So we came down here with intentions to win the game. But it's still got to be mindful of the minutes that some players have had in their legs, and you know, we made decisions to put players on tonight to help us win the game. It wasn't a case of getting minutes.